to be fed. The mother will say, oh, forget it, I never liked pie anyway. Amen. Amen. That's a mother. Amen. Amen. She'll just give it up for everyone else. And there was another quote I read, and I read this one early this morning. They said, how amazing it is that one mother can take care of 10 children, but sometimes 10 children can't take care of one mother. Amen. 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 God is good all the time. Amen. I want to thank, first of all, the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ for being the head of my life. And if you notice I sound a little bit congested, that's because I am. Amen. But in any case, I'm going to do what I need to do.
Amen.
And then I also want to thank my pastor for giving me this opportunity to stand before you.
Amen.
And yes, I am a mother of four. I became a single mother 23 years ago. 23 years ago when my baby boy, Rolando, was only 3 years old. So here I was in this big country, United States, with no degrees, with no job, no formal education, no money in my bank account, and four mouths to feed.
Amen.
I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. And 23 years now, I can stand here and say that God's been faithful.
Yes.
Amen. My oldest son, Edward, who is 34 years old, he graduated from Howard University.
Right.
My second son, Alonzo, who is 31 years old. He served in the military for 12 years and he's now a supervisor on his job.
Amen.
My third child, Yolanda, which is almost 30 years old, she is now a correctional officer and she has been that for the last 9 years.
Amen.
Amen. And my baby boy, who was only 3 years old,
yes,
at that time, don't remember ever having a dad in his life. He only remembers mom. He's going to become a medical doctor.
Amen.
God is faithful. God is faithful. And ladies, single ladies, everyone asked me, how did you do it? I did it because I made a vow to God.
Amen.
I said, God, I promise you I'll be faithful to you.
Uh-huh.
And I'll serve you with everything I got.
Yeah.
And if I do my part, I know you will do yours.
Yeah.
God has done that. And even more.
Yes.
I give them all the honor,
yes,
all the praise,
yes,
and all,
yes,
the glory.
Yes.
Amen. There were years when I would get a notice in the mail where the school, when Rolando was just a little child, I said, God, he's a well-learned child, and I would like for him to get the best of education. The only thing I knew how to do was call on the Lord.
Yes.
And I said, God, make a way for him to get a good education.
Yes.
As a single mom, where the teacher's salary, there's no way I can pay for that education. My brothers and my sisters, God has done just that. He's paid every degree. He's paid for every single one. And now he's still in school and they're paying him. God is faithful. Amen. God does exactly what he said he would do. So I'm a proud mama today. Not because of me, but because of him.
Yes.
Amen. And God will do just what he said. And again, happy Mother's Day. You may be seated.
Amen.
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 Amen. There's no God like our God.
Amen.
Amen. And on top of that, 36 years ago today, I packed up everything in my country and I moved to the United States. I don't know what's going to happen to me, but here I am by the grace of a big God.
Amen.
Amen. God is faithful.
Amen.
This morning, all week, I've been asking God, what should I say to your people on this Mother's Day? And as you know, mothers, and I thank God for fathers,
amen,
because there are some great fathers out there.
Amen.
But all down through the history and all down through time, you will find out that in situations when dad got discouraged and he couldn't take it anymore, I heard that mama saying, yeah, he's a bad child, but that's my bad child. I heard the mama saying, he's not doing good, but I still love him. And heard that mother say, I don't even understand why he's acting like that. But let him come home. Let's give him,
yeah,
something to eat.
Yes,
that's what a mother will say.
Right.
Amen. Mothers go far beyond what anyone else will go to rescue, to secure, and to take care of her children. That's what mothers do. Today, thank God for good mothers.
Yeah.
Amen. My mother has gone on to be with the Lord, but I praise God for her so very much. 36 years ago when I was leaving to come to this country, I remember my mom saying, she said, I don't have anything to give you, but just go and we'll believe God. I wish Mama was alive today because I would have said to her, Mama, you thought you didn't have anything to give me, but what you gave me was all I needed to survive. Amen. Amen. What she had already given me was what I need. She said, girl, keep your head up. She said, have some respect for yourself. She said, have some dignity for yourself. She said, have some high standards for yourself. She said, work hard. She said, be honest. Amen. Go out there and work hard and get what you're supposed to get. She gave that all to me. I know what Mama meant. She meant she didn't have any extra money to put into my purse. She meant she didn't have a bank account that she could say, go and use this. She didn't have a check that she could give me. But Mama gave me what I needed.
Amen.
And what she gave me made me who I am today.
Amen.
So I don't boast in myself, but I boast in my mama. I boast in my grandmama. When I was just a little girl, my sister was just a little girl, when everybody was running around in the neighborhood and doing whatever they wanted to do, my grandmama said, you're going to learn how to do something with your hands, girl. You never know what you're going to need to do as you go up in life. Some of the old people understand this. She said, learn how to do something with your hands.
Yes.
I want to tell you that when you hear my fabulous story about raising four children, it's what my grandmama made me learn with my hands that allowed me to do that job.
Yes.
So you should listen to your grandma.
Right.
And you should listen to your mama. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. They're not going to lead you wrong.
Right.
My sister and I were upset like everybody else playing and we got to be doing something with our hands. But thank God for mamas that make us do what we need to do. Amen. So we can be what we ought to be. Amen. Amen. My topic today is the God kind of woman. My scripture lesson today is coming from Proverbs, the 31st chapter. I'm going to read verse 10 on through 31, okay? And if you want to turn there with me, let's hear the word of the Lord. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her prize is far above rubies? The heart of a husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maids. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she planted vineyards. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She received her merchandise is, I'm sorry, she perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle doth not go out by night. She laid her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of chastity. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened up her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the lore of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all.
Yes.
Fair is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate.
Amen.
My topic, that's the God kind of woman.
Wow.
Amen. That's her. Amen. That's her. These verses describe an ideal wife or mother. Her whole life is centered around a reverence, fear for God, compassion for those in need, and faithfulness and love towards her family. All the ideals set for here is probably not fulfilled in any one wife or woman. But each wife can seek to serve God, her family, and others in these kind of ways with the ability and material resources that God has given her. Now, let me give you a little bit of background on this scripture so you understand why I believe in it so much. Amen? Proverbs, meaning oracle or parable or wise sayings, was written by Solomon. And if you know Solomon, he was the King Solomon. In fact, he was the wisest man that ever lived. Amen? The theme is wisdom for right living. Solomon is the foundational head of the wisdom tradition in Israel during these writings, as David was the foundational head of the Psalmic traditions in Israel. Proverbs is described as a wisdom handbook on right living. It states explicitly that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
Amen? So that's a little background. So here it is in these scriptures. Solomon, after he has spoken all through the Proverbs, in fact, he wrote, not only did he write Proverbs, he also wrote Ecclesiastes, and he also wrote Psalms of Solomon. Here, as the Proverbs, the book of wisdom, is coming to an end, Solomon is ending out this chapter. Starting at verse number 10, he's asking a question. Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, normally as a teacher, when we ask a question, the reason we ask a question, we're trying to find out what you know.
Right.
So Solomon is trying to figure out what you know about women.
Right.
I want to let you know here, the kind of woman that Solomon is highlighting and he's lifting up, it's not the kind of woman that you would hear about, and I don't want to just use the word Hollywood lightly, a different kind of woman, amen? Her qualities and her character is not identified by how she looks on the outside, amen? You know, in Hollywood, in order for you to be fine and looking good as a woman, you need to be 36, 24, 36, right? And that means you're a real woman. That means you're bad to the bone. Amen? What Solomon is saying, there's something more to a woman than what she looks like on the outside. And Solomon says, I asked you the question, who findeth a virtuous woman? And it's clear, nobody knows who she is. So my attempt today in this message is for me to identify who this woman is. In fact, if you look around, you may have a woman just like that,
amen,
sitting right next to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Virtuous, meaning having or showing high moral standards, honorable, honest, and good. That's some of the definition for virtuous. Now, if Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, because Solomon received the gift of wisdom from God. You remember when God said, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
Solomon said, I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot, God, but just give me wisdom.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to do my job effectively.
Yeah.
Amen? So this man decided, we need to know what are the qualities in a good woman.
Right.
Because out there in the streets, they said, a good woman is hard to find.
Yes.
Of course she's hard to find if you don't know what you're looking for.
Yes.
Amen? Yes, she's hard to find. because you don't know what you're looking for. So my attempt today is to let you know what a good woman looks like, what a good woman sounds like, how a good woman acts, where a good woman go, where you need to go to find a good woman. Amen. I'm going to take care of brothers and the sisters and everybody all in one. Amen. And the reason I want to take care of brothers is because sometimes you have a good woman and you don't know how to treat her. And I want to go back to the question at the beginning. The reason you don't know how to treat her because you don't know what a virtuous woman looks like. You may have one next to you and you don't know. Amen. It's getting good already. Yeah. Here's one of the qualities of a good woman. She is trustworthy. That girl is trustworthy. Her husband can trust her. She will add to a husband. She will make him better. She will enrich her husband. She will empower her husband. She will enhance him. That's the married folks. Amen. If you got all of that, you got a good woman. Amen. When you mess up, brother, she know you mess up. She gonna pull you down and say, baby, it's all right. I will fix it. I will get it together. And you feeling dirty and it's okay. That's a good woman. I will get it together. Don't worry. It'll be another time to do it. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. That means this girl will wake up not feeling good.
Well,
I can see the older woman now. Don't worry, babe. I'll fix a little something even before you go. Here she is. She hopping along. That's a good woman.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But she's going to try to take care of you, even though she's having a hard time taking care of herself.
Yes.
Good woman. She builds him up.
Yes.
She don't tear him down.
Amen.
She builds him up.
Amen.
I'm going through these verses one by one. Not like I normally do, parallel, because it's going to take up too much time. So I'm just doing my definitions, okay?
Go ahead.
She builds him up. She don't tear him down. If her children is in trouble, she will not give up on him. She will never stop praying. That's a good woman. I know he in jail, but he my baby. I know they say he in there for life, but I'm still going to believe God. I know he shouldn't have done it, but he's still my child.
Yes.
Amen.
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 She is skillful and resourceful.
Thank you.
She knows how to work with her hands. Well, baby, we don't have enough money for the bill. That's okay. I know how to make cakes. I'm going to make a couple of cakes this week. Amen. Baby, I went to work, but they short me a couple of hours. Don't worry about it. I'm going to call cousin so-and-so and say, I'm going to make an extra macaroni see if they want to buy it. That's a good one.
Amen.
This one got me really good. She is like a merchant ship. Boy, when I saw that, I say, Solomon, that's what she said? And here's what a merchant ship. You know, there's a difference between a merchant ship and a cruise ship.
Okay.
All right. He didn't say she's a cruise ship. He said she's a merchant ship. In other words, a merchant ship, a merchant vessels are trading vessels. A merchant ship is a watercraft that transport cargoes or carries passengers for hire.
Okay.
Now, cruise ships, you go on there to relax and recreation.
Okay.
But if she is like a merchant ship, this girl is business minded.
Okay. Right.
This girl is always looking for an opportunity to do a little business.
Yes.
Yeah, you can come over. You can have that dress that's too tight. Instead of paying me $10, give me $5 for it.
Okay.
She's trying to get a deal. Why? Because they short my husband 2 days. And I need to make it up.
Yes.
Amen? There's a difference between a merchant ship and a cruise ship. She's the merchant ship because the girl is always trying to figure out how she's going to take care of her family.
Right.
She's always trying to figure out what she can do to make her family better. She's always figuring out, where can I go? Who can I call?
Yes.
Amen. Right. To make things better.
Amen.
She knows how to find a good deal.
Yes.
She knows how to trade for profit. She knows which store has the right sales.
Yes.
She knows who to take care of her family.
Yes.
She don't waste. She's that girl who'll call you and tell you, say, girl, they got them on sale over there. At she's the one who'll call you and say, girl, I got some extra coupons.
That's right.
Amen. I got some extra coupons. Yes. Honey, buy one, get one. Girl, you don't know. Over there, they buy one, get two. She's resourceful. That's her. That's a good girl. Amen. This girl buys in large quantity to save her family resources.
Yes.
Girl, what you buy in one? If you buy 20 in a pack, you're going to save $3.
Okay.
That's her. You kind of getting where I'm going. That's her. She will go to great lengths to provide for her family. Verse 15. Here's a good girl. Here's the God kind of woman. She will get up early to make sure she has enough time to take care of her family and the people working with her. It don't bother her none. She's not got to get up an hour earlier. Yeah, because I got to make sure them children got the clothes they're supposed to have. I got to make sure their lunch boxes are packed. In other words, this girl ain't lazy. Verse 16. She spends her money wisely. She consults her husband before making financial decisions. I'm going to leave that one alone. As a single woman, I'm going to leave that one alone. Okay, leave that one alone. She invests her money and provides increase for her family. That's that girl. She don't just spend it just like how she get it. You know sometimes we have the R stack?
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Girls, you know, our stack.
Mm-hmm.
We have it right on the side there. Mm-hmm. When they done spent all of their stack, we still got our stack. And guess what? We ain't saying nothing to nobody. That's the girl stack right there. Amen. She invests her money and provides increase for her family. She is hardworking.
Yes.
You know anybody like that?
Yes.
She's energetic.
Yes.
Amen. She let truth control her life.
Uh-huh.
That's an honest sister. Amen. That's an honest sister. She's going to say, yep, I tried to do it, but I didn't make it.
Yes.
She ain't going to tell you she did something and she didn't do it.
Okay.
Amen. 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 She makes sure that her dealings are profitable. Girl don't waste her time. Amen. She works late, even if it takes all night, to make sure her family is taken care of. She doesn't waste time with people who don't positively benefit her.
Amen.
I'm going to pop here for a moment. In other words, she cut up people that seems only to pull her down.
Okay.
Every now and then you notice, well, why Helen ain't calling no more? Helen was wasting my time.
Okay.
I told Helen, see ya.
Okay.
Don't want to be ya. I ain't got time for Helen. Helen don't want to do nothing. She don't want to be nothing.
Amen.
We long suffering. We not always suffering.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't wait. They don't waste time. That's that girl. She's business minded. She has things that she needs to do.
Amen.
Listen, verse 19. She uses her hands to provide honest increase. This girl don't believe in doing stuff that's going to get her in trouble.
Okay.
Amen? Uh-huh. Honest increase. I don't want to sell nothing around this corner because I don't know where that's going to get me.
Okay.
Amen? Uh-huh. Amen? Uh-huh. Amen? That's the girl. That's her. I don't know where that's going to get me.
Okay.
I don't want to be looking over my shoulders every time 305 come along and I'm not sure where they come from me or that person. That's her. That's her. That's her. She'll do whatever it takes to provide for her family, but she's going to do it honestly.
Okay?
This girl is sympathetic. She has a caring heart.
Yes.
Amen? She
Amen.
Gives to the poor and needy.
Yes.
Amen? That's her. You're always giving somebody something. That's her. That's in her heart. This is the God kind of woman. Yeah, well, I won't use it no more, so I gave it to somebody else. That's that girl. Amen? She makes sure her family is clothed properly all year round. This girl don't send her babies to school in the winter without a sweater.
Okay.
This girl will leave home and drive back to school so the baby could have a sweater.
Okay.
That's her. That's her. Amen.
Amen.
She pays attention to her family's affairs.
Mm-hmm.
That means you don't know anything going on in my house that I don't know about.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't come tell me my daughter been whatever. I know what my daughter been doing. You don't tell me my daughter showed up the wrong place because I know where she show up at. Why? Because she have to call me when she get there.
Okay.
Amen. I'm in full control of what's going on in my household.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Verse 22. She makes and likes nice things. The girl likes nice things.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she'll make nice things because she likes nice things.
Right.
She dresses nice. She looks nice in her clothes. She loves to decorate and makes her surroundings neat and clean.
Uh-huh.
Just a God kind of woman.
Okay.
Amen. She is strong. She has dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
A state or quality of being worthy of honor and respect.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Her, she has faith.
Yes.
Her husband is respected in the community. She is an entrepreneur. She knows how to make good deals to help provide for her family.
Amen.
Strength and honor are her most noticeable features. I don't understand it. Her mama just died and she just was happy as she could be. She just smiling and we thought she was gonna need some time up, but she right there, ready to go. Why? Because she has a faith in a big God. Because you know, if God took mama, then God must know why he took mama. And she accepts it and she go on. This kind of woman, you normally don't call her house and she's having a pity party.
Okay.
No, but she don't. If she's having a pity party, you'll never know about it. Amen? Because she'll have that pity party and people, praise the Lord, how you doing?
Okay.
Turn around.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen? She's a strong woman. Strength and honor are her most notable features. She is a woman of great faith,
yes,
full of pride. She does not fear the future, for she knows God is in charge of her life.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. She's assured that God is in charge of her life.
Yes.
And when situation comes up that challenges her faith or challenges what she believes, she holds strong even in the midst of great stress and the midst of great struggle.
Uh-huh.
This God kind of woman holds strong.
Yes, yes.
She don't just give up so easily.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
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 Amen. She speaks her words. She speaks her words that are of wisdom. She gives instructions with kindness. Verse number 26. When this girl opens her mouth, wisdom comes out of her mouth.
Yes.
And she doesn't only speak wisdom to brag or boast. She speaks it with kindness.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You may not even understand what's going on, but she has such wisdom, you got to pay attention to her.
Amen.
In fact, let me go a little bit further. When this girl walks in the room, because of her confidence and because of her faith, the atmosphere changes.
Yes.
Someone special just walked in.
Uh-huh.
That's a God kind of woman.
Okay.
Ooh, who was that? You ever been in a room and somebody's walking, you go, who was that?
Yes.
She has this aroma about her. She has this spirit about her. When you've been around her, you know you met her. Amen? You know you met her. Amen? She looks out for a household. She is not lazy. She does not waste time in gossip. Let me say that one again. She looks out for a household. She is not lazy. She does not waste her time in gossip. She is not a busybody. Girl, you ain't heard. Girl, you didn't know about that. Child, you need to call me. Girl, I got all the tea. I can tell you all about it.
Okay, go ahead.
She'll say, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds like we need to touch hands and agree.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to pray for sister. Yes, sister fell, but
yeah,
only because of the grace of God. We're not falling like sister. Oh yeah, the sister got pregnant only because of the grace of God that I didn't have three more either.
Yes.
We need to pray for her.
Yes.
We need to gird her up. We need to ask God to strengthen her. We need to ask God to be with her. She don't have time for gossip. She don't have time for idle conversation. Ain't no point in calling her.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but everybody I get around, I don't know what it is. As soon as they say a curse word, they say, excuse me. Everybody I get around, they start saying that curse, excuse me, excuse me. I never said a word. What is it? As soon as they open their mouth and sweat, they say, but excuse me. She's dead. Excuse me. Or they say, wait a minute. Don't listen. I got to say this over here. It's something about you. You should carry that. So don't know who you are. Verse number 29. This is a very special one. Oh, let me go back to verse number 28. I missed 28. When her children grow up, that's what the scripture said, they will call her blessed. Her husband will also praise her. I know some of you may say, I'm waiting for that time to come. It'll come. It'll come. It's come for me many times. Mama, I thank you for not letting us do anything we wanted to do. Mama, I thank you for telling us we couldn't go those places that we want to go. Mama, thank you for not raising us up around those folks. They got grown to see it, but then they begin to understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And their father will do the same thing. Keep living. Verse number 29. I love this one. Many women has done great things, but none can compare to her. Ain't nothing like this woman.
All right.
You heard about Mother Teresa? You heard about all of these other women? But it's something about this woman. Nobody could compare. In fact, you wouldn't even think about replacing her. Because nobody can take her place. Nobody can do you like she do you. That's what the children say. Amen. That's what your family say. Ain't nobody like her. Nobody can make that cake like she make that cake. Nobody can make that mean pot of pigeon peas and rice like she make it. Amen. Nobody can fix my plate like she fixed my plate. She know exactly the amount I need. She know exactly which side of the plate to put whatever on. She know exactly what I drink and how much I drink. Amen. She know exactly how to deal with me. If I'm happy, she know I'm happy. I don't care how I pretend. If I'm sad, she said, babe, what's bothering you? You say, ain't nothing. Praise the Lord. I know you. Ain't nobody like her. Amen? That's that woman. I see some brothers smile. I think they got that kind of woman. Amen? Amen. Nobody should compare to this girl. She is in a class all by herself. Amen. Verse 30. I'm almost there. Charm is deceitful. Beauty will fade. But a woman that fear the Lord shall be praised.
Okay. All right.
Verse 31. I'm going to wrap this all up, but this was getting really, really good.
Yes.
When you find the God kind of woman, you don't have to make up words. Her own works will speak for her.
Yes, yes.
Amen? Her own works will speak for her. Her own words will speak to her. When she walks into the room, everybody know that's my woman that came into that room. Don't tell me, yes, she here. Where she at? I bet that's what that brother say. He know when she walked into the room. He know it. And then she walked into the room. When you find her, reward her for all she has done. Now, brothers, children, and cousin, when you find that kind of woman, don't let what she does go unnoticed.
Amen.
Tell her,
Amen.
A ain't nobody like you. Yes. Tell her, hadn't been for you, I won't be who I am today. Okay. Let her know, yes. Nobody makes my tea like you make my tea. You gotta tell her.
Yes.
She deserved the reward. She deserved the honor.
Yes.
Honor the woman in your life. Talk about what you see in her. Don't let what she does go unnoticed. That's the God kind of woman. Amen. You heard about all those different kinds of women. That's the God kind of woman. And I quote, as I bring this message to a close, I'm going to go back and restate verse number 10. And I wanted to make sure I had it just right. So I went to four different translations, even the Hebrew translation. I want to make sure I was right on what I was saying to you. The King James Version said, this is verse number 10, who can find a virtuous woman, for a prize is far above rubies.
Yes.
That means you can't buy this girl.
Okay. Amen.
You can't buy her.
Amen.
Money can't get her.
Okay.
She has something that's way more valuable than money.
Yes.
You ain't going to find her around the corner because nobody could afford her.
All right.
The NIV says, a wife of a noble character who can find her. She is worth more than rubies. The New Living Translation said, a wife of noble character who can find a virtuous and capable of woman, she is more precious than rubies. And now here's the Hebrew translation, the translation that's closest to them all. It says, a woman of valor, who can find her? Her price is above rubies. And valor means a woman of great courage in the face of danger, especially in a battle. I'll tell you something about me as I close. And I was told this over and over, I'm meek in spirit. Touch one of my children, and the other side of me will come out.
Okay.
I don't care if they're right, I don't care if they're wrong. Let me say they're right.
Okay.
Let me say they're wrong, don't you say anything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's a woman. We protect our family, and we're ready to fight. All the nice, sweet me, hold it, that's my boy. Let me say that, don't you say that.
Amen.
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 So, to round it all up, Solomon was telling us, a God-fearing woman, the most important character in her is this woman, she fears God.
Amen.
And then, the reason we do what we do, and I hate to bust your bubble, it's not really about you.
Amen.
It's about him.
Okay.
The reason we conduct ourselves, the way we conduct ourselves, it's not about you.
Right.
It's about him.
Yes.
The reason we worship the way we do, it's not about you.
Yes.
It's about him.
Amen.
If you find a woman that fears God, you got a good woman on your side.
Amen.
He that findeth a virtuous woman, find it a good thing, for her price is far above rubies. You can't put a rock on her finger and turn her into this.
Okay.
You can't put her up in the most fabulous hotel or home and turn her into this.
Okay.
This God-fearing woman is built from within,
uh-huh.
And it comes from God. Amen.
Amen.